WMUCFM College Park, this is Ari, and you're listening to Halcyon Days, but first a PSA.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The care office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
Okay, this is the very special last ever episode of Halcyon Days. And as per the last couple of broadcasts, my dad will be guest starring.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a whole lot to get through today, so we are starting half an hour early. This will not make it onto the Stream Ripper, unfortunately. But we will be counting down all of the concerts that we have attended from 2024 to the end of 2025. And we're coming in hot, starting with Def Leppard on September 10th, 2024 at Utah First Union Amphitheater, West Valley City, Utah.
Yeah, that was the first concert that we had traveled to together. So we flew from BWI to Salt Lake City, basically for one night, or maybe it was two nights, saw the show, turned around, and came back. It was Def Leppard's last show on the tour, so it was pretty cool. It did rain on us. It was in an outdoor amphitheater, and it rained on us. It actually poured on us, and then they stopped the concert for, an hour or so, and made everybody exit the venue, and then we had to pay attention on social media as far as when we could come back into the venue and see the end of the show.
I was concerned. I really thought they were going to cancel the concert, but it ended up going on as planned, just a bit late. And I think there was no opener either. It was supposed to be John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, as the opener. We were kind of bummed, but he had to pull out of the show last minute because his mom was having health problems, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And last thing I'll say about the show, I really got into Def Leppard that summer after graduation. And so I was super excited to see them live. And one thing I will say is that they kept the energy up, even though Joe Elliott's voice is just a bit shot. He is in his 60s, and the vocal style that he had on those last couple albums, it's not something sustainable. So I got to give it to him for still going out there and giving it his all. We will be playing Too Late for Love off of my favorite Def Leppard album, Pyromania.
Dance for the trapdoor, where of me and you, the actor and the clown, they're waiting for their cue. There's a lady over there, she's acting pretty cool, but when it comes to playing life, she always plays a fool. But it's too late, too late, it's too late, too late to love. Too late, it's too late, too late, too
We will be jumping ahead in time 2 months, October 28th and November 12th, both 2024. We saw two different bands at the same venue. Duran Duran was the first show. Iron Maiden was the second show.
And there was total different level of energy at both shows. Duran Duran's crowd was older and much more sedentary. Iron Maiden's crowd was lively. Iron Maiden themselves on stage really did not look like 60-year-olds. They had a lot of energy. Bruce Dickinson sang great. And there was a mosh pit down on the floor.
Yes, there was. We sat kind of on the left side of the stage, and we were watching we were just people watching the pit, honestly. And yeah, there were about 3 mosh pits that developed during that show. And I remember Bruce Dickinson in the middle of the set went, "You guys have been the best audience we've seen this tour so far." I'm sure they say that to every place, but I could tell that he was actually impressed by the moshing. Mm-hmm. In terms of Duran Duran, I'm a sucker for new wave. Anybody who's ever listened to Halcyon Days will know that. But I felt like they kind of phoned it in just a little bit, and I wish that they had given it a bit more energy, but they sounded great.
They sounded good, but yeah, they were quite sedentary, and you know, them and Maiden are about the same age, and they're just two totally different energy levels.
I mean, I will say Simon Le Bon did give a good show, but Andy Rhodes on keys, he was just standing there. He really could not be bothered to animate too much. That being said, I will be seeing Duran Duran again next time they tour near us. So here is A View to a Kill, actually off of the James Bond soundtrack by Duran Duran, and Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden.
Nightfall covers me.
We've arrived in 2025. This is the M3 Rock Festival held in Columbia, Maryland at Meriwether Post Pavilion, the super famous historic venue. We saw a whole host of acts here. And for those not familiar, M3 Rock Festival is a all-day-long event. It goes a couple days usually, but they bring in a bunch of hair metal or glam metal acts. You want to list who we saw?
Okay, so some people could say that it's a festival of hair metal has-beens, but because most of the bands, in fact, all of the bands, were mainstays in the 80s. So we happen to see Lita Ford, Great White, Warrant, Ace Frehley, and Rat, or what, for legal reasons, they can't be called Rat, but it was Stephen Piercy and Warren Demartini, who were the guitar player, the lead guitarist and lead vocalist.
Yeah, we were there all day. That was, I think, the second day, and the third day we weren't.
Show, yes.
Yeah, the Saturday we were there, and we honestly had a great time. I was surprised by the turnout. There were a lot more young people than I expected, and not just young people, but young people in full-on glam outfits, makeup, hair. It was great. I felt like I had stepped back into the 80s.
Yes, leather and studs were, and big hair were in full force. And then you saw some of the older guys who had, like, no hair left that were also still in leather and studs. You know, one other side note is that we were very glad that we were able to see Ace Frehley perform, because this was May, and he passed, about 5 months later. We'll talk about that also a little bit later when we talk about another show that we saw.
But, yeah, so Ace was the lead guitarist of Kiss when they were coming up, and he was on a bunch of their smash hit albums at the time. So he played a bunch of those in his set when we saw them at M3. And then, so we will be playing Rocket Ride, which is fronted by Ace off of Kiss Alive 2. And then for Piercy Demartini or Rat, Lay It Down, my favorite track of theirs. In terms of Rat's performance, I'm going to be brutally honest. Stephen Piercy was not good. He was not good. He was running out of air, kind of singing those high notes. He was dropping the F-bomb between every song. I think I lost count after maybe 40 of them. Kept stopping to drink water. Warren sounded great on guitar, though, as always.
Yeah, and actually, I think you understated it when you said he was not good. that might have been the worst vocal performance I've seen at a metal show in my decades of going to metal shows.
Yeah, definitely the worst I've seen, and I haven't been to that many concerts, but yeah, and I also have a really big soft spot for Rad. I just think their musicality is great, but Stephen Piercy's voice is kind of the one thing that holds me back from being 110% a Rat fan. Here is, once again, Rocket Ride and Lay It Down.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMUCFM College Park. This is Ari, and you are tuned into Halcyon Days. This is my final show ever. It's very bittersweet, but I'm going ahead and saying the station ID again as we are approaching the hour. I will be